CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday, 6th of October, 7 minutes past six. Word has it that my hype man, Ari...
I am the hype.
...has touched down successfully in Adelaide yesterday. So best wishes to her. On the program today, later in the show, I'll be catching up with Lynn Laycock. We'll be chatting about all things Devonport Food and Wine Festival, because it's on the horizon. It's in about, I think it kicks off in 9 days, 15th, I believe. Chat to her about that later on. Plenty more on the way. We've got all the regular features. Dog news is in. Catch up with my brother again for another Japanese word of the day. That's all coming up. Look forward to it.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
After the Facebook outage yesterday, word has it that Mark Zuckerberg lost almost $10 billion in the wake of the outage. Its stock prices declined by 4.89% in the wake of an unprecedented six-hour outage yesterday. Now, apparently the mass sell-off actually began prior to the outage because of the whistleblower that stepped forward to issue a series of damning revelations regarding the growth over safety mentality at Facebook. So who knew? Facebook's a bit of an evil company. But while you're on that evil website, head to our page at CFM Tasmania and like and comment on our UTAS Burnie 10 post. If you like and comment on it, you could win a double pass to this year's Burnie 10. And don't worry if you're just a novice, just a civilian, you're not much of a runner. Me and Ari are going in it, and we definitely, you can't go slower or be worse at it than us. So give it a go and just, you can be at the back with us at CFM Tasmania on Facebook. Find the post for the UTAS Burnie 10. Comment on it. We've had a few comments, but you've got to remember you've got to like it as well to be in the running for that double pass. CFM. Now, I don't know about you, but I love to attend a wedding. Obviously, yeah, your friend's getting married is all lovely and stuff, but also the free food and drink. Don't you love that? Unless the people putting the wedding on are a bit tight. Like a couple of the people I've heard in a couple of stories recently. One, someone posted on Reddit saying they were a photographer at a wedding and they deleted all the photos from the wedding because the people at the wedding refused to give them food. They explained they're a full-time dog groomer who enjoys taking pictures of their clients' dogs, and they one of their friends approached them asking whether or not they'd be keen to do a wedding because they were on a shoestring budget. They could only do it for $250, which is really nothing for a 10-hour event when you think about how much you're getting paid per hour for just $250 for 10 hours. But, yeah, he wanted some food. He also didn't have a seat, and they said that he can't stop to eat because he needs to be a photographer first, apparently. In fact, they didn't save him the spot at the seat. Tired, hungry and hot, the photographer was starting to regret the decision to help out as there was no open bar and they'd run out of water long before dinner service. Oh, God. But the groom was not in the mood to cater to their needs. He apparently said, I don't need to be a photographer or leave without pay. With the heat, being hungry, being generally annoyed at the circumstances, I asked if he was sure. And he said yes, so I deleted all the photos I took in front of him and took off saying I'm not his photographer anymore. If I was to be paid $250, honestly, at that point, I would have just paid $250 for a glass of cold water. Oh, dear, what a disaster. I heard another one as well recently that a couple after the wedding reviewed the CCTV footage of the wedding and sent a text to one of the attendees because they caught them having a second piece of cake, texted them and said, hey, so we were just looking at the CCTV footage and saw that you had two pieces of the wedding cake. We announced that each guest must pay per slice and noticed that you only paid for the one. Can you please send us the £3.66 as soon as possible?
Kid music. Music.
There's a story up at our website, cfmtas.com.au, about a new product. It's called, a device called Plant Wave. It gives you the ability to literally tune into nature by listening to the music that plants produce. Plant Wave has two sensors that can be clipped onto a plant's leaves, and it detects slight variations of water moving around inside the plant. The result is a continuous stream of pleasing music that gives us all a sonic window into the secret life of plants. Here's an example.
We are going to listen to this vine sing right now. Let's hear it play some music. Mm-hmm.
Apparently it is real. It works by converting biorhythms into sounds, but according to Italian plant physiologist Dr. Monica Cagliano, this device is pseudoscience, according to Monica. But it reminds me of something I did here on a podcast called Radiolab. There was an experiment where they shone light on a plant. You know how plants grow towards a light? They shone light on the plant, but they played music and sound at the same time as shining this light on the plant. And eventually, they took the light away but continued to play the music to the plant, and the plant continued to grow in the direction as if the light was there. So in some ways, it must be picking the sound up. Apparently, plants perceive sound using an unidentified organ. However, a growing body of evidence emerging actually says that they're highly sensitive organisms that generate and react to sound signals from their environment somehow. So I don't know about these vegetarians. Maybe it's more ethical to not eat plants and only meat. Like, maybe only eat a steak every day, like that Jordan Peterson might be the more ethical approach. I'm just joking. Please don't hurt me. I have heard from Ari, my hype man.
I am the hype.
She's apparently listening in bed in Adelaide with the family. So bless them. I imagine streaming online at cfmtaz.com.au, or maybe they've downloaded the app. I'm at 1300 655 922. If you or Ari want to get in touch, also get the number ready.
Trivia trial.
All right, I'll ask you a pretty simple trivia question. If you can answer it correctly, you'll go into the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen Quality Metalworks, and that gets drawn each Friday for Prize Giving Friday. It's all thanks to Jensen's Quality Metalworks. Discover the beauty of winter warmth with a Jensen's wood heater. Okay, the phone number's 1300 655 922, and the question is, what date does the Devonport Food and Wine Festival kick off? I'm catching up with Lynn Laycock later on to chat about the Devonport Food and Wine Festival. So I thought I'd make that the question. What date does it start? Give me a call at 1300 655 922. After you've probably Googled it, go ahead and Google it. Others are probably Googling it too. 1300 655 922. What date does the Devonport Food and Wine Festival kick off?
Trivia trial.
Hello, CFM. Who am I speaking with?
It's Dave from Wine Dinner.
Davey,
how
mate.
You going?
Good. Yourself?
Yeah, all right. You're by yourself this week. That's not good.
Yeah, Ari's up in Adelaide listening. But
yeah, well, that's good.
All righty, Dave. Well, what date does the...
starts on the 15th, isn't it, October?
It does, mate. It does. That's why you're the Trivia King.
Oh, looking forward to that.
Yeah, no, it's going to be good. I'm looking at the calendar here because I'm talking to Lynn later, and it's just jam-packed with all kinds of different stuff. They've even got a great Tassie cheese toasty event. So,
ooh, that'd be nice.
I know, right? Good on you, Dave. I've got your details
good
from yesterday.
Have a good week.
You too, mate. Cheers.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye. And I might as well take another one because Dave's already in. Dave's such a trivia king. We've got to give someone else a chance, right? Hello, CFM. Who am I speaking with?
Hello, you've got Roz this morning.
Roz, where are you from?
I'm from Devonport.
From Dev. Dave from Mindetta did already give me the answer, but we've got to give someone else a chance to go into the draw as well at some point. So, Roz, what date does it all kick off, the Devonport Food and Wine Fest?
Is it the 15th of October?
Yes, it is the 15th of October, Roz. Good on you. I'll pop you in the draw to win the the $150 voucher to spend at Jensen Quality Metalworks. Are you looking forward to the Food and Wine Fest?
Yes, I am, actually. I might go this year.
Yeah, well, I'm new to the coast, so I wasn't here last year. But I'm looking at the calendar, and seriously, it's jam-packed, so it's got something for everyone, whether it's waffles or Chinese or a pickled pantry event. It's all there. Cider, gin, wine. So everyone's covered.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Very, very good. Thanks, Roz.
Day in history, the thing that happened
thousands of years ago.
6th of October today, let's have a look at it. On this day in 1862, the Melbourne Zoo opened. It was modelled on London Zoo, and it's believed to be the 11th oldest zoo in the world. On this day in 1996, Elizabeth Taylor married her 7th husband, Larry Fortinsky, at Michael Jackson's ranch. It was her 8th marriage, as she married Richard Burton twice. On this day in 1998, Australia won its first cricket test against Pakistan in 39 years. I believe Stuart McGill played at this test and had a pretty good, had a pretty good test or two as well. It's a sad story, Stuart McGill, because he was like probably maybe the second best spinner Australia ever had, but was unfortunate enough to have been born around the same time as Shane Warne, so didn't get that many games. On this day in 2010, Instagram was launched. And on this day in 2020, Eddie Van Halen died. It's not what it takes. So tell me, why can't this be love? That's the day in history.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning. Yes, Ari not here, but is listening in from Adelaide at cfmtaz.com.au, streaming online or listening via the app. You can see all the action on our Insta page at cfmtaz on Insta. She popped a photo up there of her listening in bed while I'm in the studio, both with peace signs in the air. Peace and love, that's what we're about here on the program.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
This is a little segment I like to do when I'm in here by myself. It's a bit of a backup segment, if you will. It's Japanese word of the day. All right, I've got him on the line again. My brother Fraser, he speaks fluent Japanese. He lived there for a year, got kicked out of the country, but one day we'll tell that story. But we've got him on the line just to give us a Japanese word of the day. Fraser, are you there? Do we read you?
Yes, I'm here, Adam. Maybe you'll tell that story one day, but that day is not today.
No. Now, how's life as my brother?
How's life as your brother? Well, I mean, it's pretty good for a Wednesday. Got the day off work. I was thinking of, these QR codes that they've got around outside shops. I was thinking of going and replacing them all with a link to Adam and Ari in the morning.
Yeah, that's a genius. Yeah, take them straight to the on-demand episodes. Good thinking. Very good thinking.
I mean, I would go ahead with it, except I'm pretty sure that it's like a felony to tamper with QR codes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you'd be going to jail for a long time. That's for sure.
Oh, yes, absolutely. 105 North Avenue,
52. What's our word of the day, Frazee?
All right, today's Japanese of the idiom, I suppose, of the day, as we're doing idioms this week,
yep.
Is Minugahana.
Do you understand?
Minugahana.
Minugahana, exactly. So, minu, as in to not see, and then hana is flower, so not seeing a flower.
And so what does that mean metaphorically?
Reality cannot compare with imagination.
Right.
Not seeing a flower.
It's relevant. It is relevant to the coast because the tulips are in season right now. Fraser, there we go.
Oh, right.
So,
I didn't know about the tulips, but yeah, I mean, perfect timing.
Down there at Table Cape. I haven't had a chance to go look either, so you could say my imagination may be better than reality, though what I've heard, the reality is pretty good, and I've seen some Instagram photos too, Fraze, so I don't know, the Japanese might have it wrong.
Well, perhaps. I know that one of the tourist things down here is to go to the lavender farms, but as someone who's afraid of bees, it sounds like a horrible time.
All right, so what's our Japanese idiom of the day? It means see no flower, but what's the Japanese?
Oh, see no flower is probably a better way of putting it, but yeah, Minugahana.
Minugahana. But I think they're wrong, so go down there to Table Cape and see those tulips. Thanks, Fraze.
Oh, yeah, good segue.
My brother Fraser there with the Japanese word or Japanese idiom of the day. We'll see. We'll speak to you tomorrow, Fraze.
Oh, yeah, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Hit music. Time for the Dog News Bulletin. All right, well, do you ever put your dog first, even ahead of the upkeep of your house or the upkeep of your lawn? Well, there's a man online that's taken this to an extreme by refusing to mow an entire lawn full of clovers because of his dog's love for playing and sitting in the greenery, as shown on his viral TikTok video. The clip was uploaded by user The Great Canadian. It was an instant hit on the video sharing platform with more than 2 million viewers and about 500,000 likes. At the beginning of the video, viewers are shown the extent of the clover field with a sweeping show, first showing the field from far away, then delving in closer into the dense lawn. The man explains through captions the lawnmower is still tucked away and that he'd planned on mowing the clover this year. However, he simply couldn't bring himself to get rid of the field of clover because of his chihuahua's love of the greenery. The closing shot of the clip shows his chihuahua enjoying the soft, natural bed with her head peeking out above the clovers. Viewers clearly related to the experience, with one commenting, "Bro, you were showing that and I was thinking my chihuahuas would love to run through that, and then you showed yours, your chihuahua was there and my heart exploded." Another commenter wrote, "I want to sit and search for four-leaf clovers," and a third added, "What a perfect little baby," at the end. But remember, as covered right here on the Dog News, chihuahuas have no sense of humour, so don't make fun of him or he'll nip at you. And I do have one more bit of bonus dog news. Next Wednesday, the 13th of October, starting at 11 a.m, there's a dog walk for Mental Health Week going on. It's free. It's a dog walk and barbecue. You can go along for the 5th annual dog walk. Take a stroll in Anzac Park down at Somerset, 2 Bells Parade, Somerset. It's next Wednesday, 11 a.m. More information and to book a ticket, tasmania.events online. All's well that ends well. That's today's dog news.
No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. Dog, dog. No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog, dog, and I want my dog to be in film.
Song, snag.
All right, I've got a snagged song, badly snagged, you could say. If you can identify what the song is and the artist, give me a call at 1-300-655-922. If you are correct with the answer, I'll pop you in the draw for breakfast for two at Windows on Westella. That'll get drawn on Friday for Prize Giving Friday. All thanks to Windows on Westella for a breakfast you'll look forward to every day. All right, get the number ready, 1-300-655-922. Here's the song. As you can hear, they're badly snagged, but if you know what the song name is and the artist, give me a call at 1-300-655-922. All right, 1-300-655-922 to unsnag the song.
Song snag.
Oh, Naomi, 1-300-655-922. Naomi is on, but she's not sure if she knows it. Here's the song, Naomi. What do you think it might be?
Very long shot, but is it Savage Garden to the Moon and Back?
Oh, Naomi, it is. Correct, Naomi.
What is it?
Never doubt yourself, Naomi.
That was a long shot.
You got it. Nice work.
No worries.
You're officially in the draw for breakfast for two at Windows on Westella. We'll draw it Friday.
No worries. Thanks,
Heather. School holidays right now. Here's a little activity the kids could get involved in this Friday. There's kids' first aid training happening this Friday, 9:30 a.m. till 10:15. St John's Ambulance Tasmania are looking to make first aid a part of every Tasmanian's life. So this is for 8 to 10-year-olds. The session covers everything from who can help, calling an ambulance, managing an unconscious patient, managing open wounds, choking. If you want more information, contact Burnie Library on the phone or email them. And you can get more information as well at eventbrite.com.au. So that's happening this Friday, 9:30 a.m. at Burnie Library, a kid's first aid training. It's something interesting to do during the holidays.
Kid music. Music.
If you know a young person that's getting involved in a good cause like first aid or something like that, just a good cause around the coast, you should nominate them at cfmtas.com.au for the CFM Rising Star of the Month. Last month's winner was Caleb Moore. He's in grade 6. He's from Haven View Primary School. It was actually his teacher that nominated him. He dyed his hair pink for National Breast Cancer Foundation. He raised $1,800 and counting. So that was a pretty good deed. We got to meet him, Ari and myself got to meet him on the weekend. Lovely little fella. He even bought us Maccas. So he just loves to give. But if you know someone, a young person, anyone under the age of 18 that's done something outstanding, we'd like to recognise them as well. So let us know at cfmtaz.com.au and nominate him for the CFM Rising Star. They could win a $500 gift card to Harvey Norman plus recognition and bragging rights. Also very important.
Load it up with the Coast Best Free Stuff.
They see me rolling.
It's the CFM Street Team.
Time to hit the streets. We're connected with them down the line. They're out there on the coast somewhere with the Coast Best Free Stuff. Let's stop in with Delilah first. Delilah, what do you got? Where are ya?
Good morning, Adam.
Hey.
I am at Palmer's Car Wash in East Devonport this morning. I have a bunch of goodies on board as usual. We have fresh bread from Cripps Master Loaf. Thank you for providing that. It is very tasty. I have koala frats from Dinky Co. I have Friends with Benefits key tags, Friends with Benefits, oh, not Friends with Benefits, pens, CFM pens, CFM stickers, and the Wholeness Co. in Ulverston has provided us with a bunch of samples today. There's children's multivitamins, there's super greens, there's bone broth, collagen, there's magnesium, there's a bunch of goodies. So come down and say hey to me in the CFM Cruiser at Palmer's Car Wash in East Devonport this morning. I'll be here until 8:30 bidding you free stuff.
Hey, Vex Player and Takesha, where can we find you and what do you got?
Good morning, Adam. This morning, you can find me out in the CFM Cruiser at the Burnie Skate Park. I do have the Coast Best free stuff on board. I've got drink bottles, thanks to Terry White Kenmart. I've got free coffee vouchers, thanks to McCafe. I've got magnets. I've got fresh bread, thanks to Cripps Master Loaf. And of course, I've got our CFM Friends and Benefits key tags as well. So come and see me. Grab yourself some free stuff. I'm at the Burnie Skate Park in the CFM Cruiser, powered by Harvey Norman Electrical.
Hey, Takesha, are you going to do a pop shove it?
Am I going to do a what?
A pop shove it or like a kick flip?
Oh, no, no, no. I'm not a skater person. I hurt myself many, many times giving it a go. So I'll leave it to the professionals.
Damn. Well, if you go see her, make sure you take your board and show her how it's done and do one of them pop shove it's.
CFM.
I'm at 1-300-655-922. Where I have Mel on the line, Mysterious Mel, and I believe she probably has a word sandwich for us.
Today's words are blue and dive.
Blue and dive. Thanks, Mysterious Mel. Bye. Blue and dive. Blue and dive. Well, there's a... if you can get Mel's, you'll go into the draw. I've got to figure blue and dive. Blue and dive. Hey, you can give me a call if you can get it. I'm not sure. We do have a word sandwich lined up, but that's probably better. Mel's are always good, but we just never know the answer, Mel. Blue and dive. I'll have a think about it.
Hit music.
Music.
Vance Joy, missing piece there. We had Martin Agaton from the newsroom come into the studio while that was playing, saying he liked it. He hadn't heard the Vance Joy Missing Piece song before. So there you go. It's got the Martin Agaton from the newsroom seal of approval. All right, it's time for this.
Word sandwich.
More. You get two words. If you can figure out what word goes in the middle, give me a call at 1-300-655-922 and you'll go into the draw to win a $60 McCarthy's Bread Lounge Savoury Box from McCarthy's Bread Lounge Ulverston. Go in and taste the difference today. We had Mysterious Mel on the phones at 1-300-655-922 earlier to give us today's words.
Today's words are blue and dive.
Blue and dive. Today's words from Mysterious Mel. Thanks, Mysterious Mel. Always doing half our job for us. Makes it a lot easier. 1-300-655-922. Blue and dive. What goes in the middle? If you can guess, you go into the draw for the $60 McCarthy's Bread Lounge Savoury Box.
Word sandwich.
More.
Today's words are blue and dive.
On the line, we have Maybelle from Devonport. How are you doing today, Maybelle?
Hi.
You want to guess Mel's word sandwich, do you?
Yes.
What do you reckon goes in the middle of blue and dive?
Is it sky?
Blue sky, sky, dive. I reckon you're right, Maybelle. I reckon you nailed that. Absolutely. I'm going to chuck you in the draw. I reckon that's it. It's blue sky, sky, dive.
Thank you, Adam.
No worries, Maybelle. You have a good day. So we'll pop you in the drawer for that $60 savoury box from McCarthy's Bread Lounge.
Thank you, Adam.
No worries, Maybelle. You have a good one. Enjoy your day. 1-300-655-922. Go to Beck from Natone. What do you reckon goes in the middle of blue and dive?
Sky.
Yeah, I reckon you're right. We had Maybelle call up too and say sky. I'm going to chuck both of you in the drawer for that $60 savoury box from McCarthy's Bread Lounge.
Awesome.
C-F-F. I'm very excited. Well, first of all, I'm excited because this morning Mysterious Mel gave us the word sandwich. It was this.
Today's words are blue and dive.
And she's called back. We went with blue, sky, sky, dive. Mel, did we get it right?
Ding, 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 ding. Sky's correct.
Thanks for the word sandwich today, Mel. And bye-bye. Off she goes into the sunrise. Mysterious Mel.
Hit music. Music.
I have on the line Alderman Lynn Laycock. She's involved with the, she's the chair of the Devonport City Council, and she's involved with the Devonport Food and Wine Festival Committee. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning, Adam.
How are you feeling about the Food and Wine Festival? It's kicking off on the 15th. Are you a bit worried with what's going on in Lonnie with this exposure site?
Well, yes, but life's got to move on. At the moment, we don't have the restrictions to stop the food and wine from happening. So I think that if everybody can just obey the, you know, just do what the government are asking about, checking in and safe distancing, we need to move forward. But having that in the back of our mind the whole time, I mean, things can change at a minute's notice, but at this point in time, we're going ahead with the food and wine and looking forward to the first event, Adam, on the 15th of this month, coming up in a couple of weeks. So that's quite exciting, and that's going to kick off with Street Eats at East Devonport. And this is a really exciting one because there'll be food vans and face painting and jumping castles for the kids. The group over there that put that together, it's great for the retailers over there as well, but it blocks off the street, and it means it's, as it says, a Street Eats, it's party time, and it's between 4 and 8 p.m. on Friday the 15th.
Yeah,
and another one, Adam, if I can mention, that I'm pretty excited about because I'm not the world's best cook. I've just let you know that quietly on the side.
Okay.
But Benoit Marchand is holding a French-inspired cooking class at the newly built training kitchens of Drysdale down in Providore Place. And it's 4 hours on Saturday the 16th, and he'll be doing, or you'll be preparing, a couple of items. There'll be a sweet item, it's a cake, and then there'll be a savoury item. It includes pastry, which is really a pivotal part of French cooking. So that is really, really exciting. So, I mean, people will definitely need to book for that. And for everything, if they go online, Adam, at devonportfoodandwine.com.au, they'll see the calendar. It's 2 weeks between the 15th and the 31st of October. I might just add that this is the last time we'll be having the food and wine in two parts. You'll probably remember, Adam, we had 2 weeks in March and now 2 weeks in October, but we're finding that after a lot of feedback, we're going back to a full month next year. So, yeah, it's pretty exciting what's on the calendar. So don't forget that French-inspired cooking class at Drysdale with Benoit. And you need to book, and it's also a good place to go online to have a look at the other events that are coming up.
Yeah, I can't recommend enough that people have a look at this calendar because I'm looking at it right now and it's exciting me. I've been talking about it on the radio this morning just because we had a trivia question about it and I was chatting with the listeners about it, how excited I am looking at all this. There's something for everyone. There's sweet, savoury, Italian, Chinese. It's all there. You personally, are you excited most about any one thing in particular?
I'm always excited about food. You'll see me swanning around town at every restaurant and cafe. But yeah, no, look, it's great. This food and wine's been going now for quite a few years and it's something we needed in our city. I mean, it was really good this year to get, we've extended outside the Devonport area because we need to think about that we're a region, to Windows on West Stella, and they're having a waffle night. But I hate to tell you this now, even though it's on the calendar, they're sold out.
Ah.
They're producing some really great Tasmanian food across there. But they're having a degustation dinner on the 22nd, and you really will need to get in early to book for that one, because that'll be top class as well. Verona on Friday night, the opening night of the festival, they're having an Italian experience, and they're doing a tasting menu, which will be great, with wine pairing. So that's something very different. That's another one of our fabulous restaurants here in Devonport. So, look, restaurants, going to, you know, school gardens and our community gardens, trying everything out. There's so much there. You pay for some are free, and some are gold coin donations, Adam. So this festival is open to everyone.
Yeah, so kicking off on the 15th, but it's a good idea to visit the website, have a look at the calendar and start booking, because some of it's going pretty quick, because it's a pretty cool event, as you'll see by that calendar. Thanks so much, Lynn, for joining me and having a chat about that. That's Lynn Laycock, involved with the Devonport Food and Wine Festival, kicking off on the 15th of this month.
Cheers. CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Yes, good morning, Wednesday morning. Just Adam here this morning. Ari's up in Adelaide, but she did receive some good news this morning.
Oh.
And I wasn't sure whether to mention it or whether, you know, she would want to mention it when she gets back. But it is now on our Facebook page at CFM Tasmania. She has just been announced as a 2020-2021 Australian Commercial Radio Awards finalist for Best Newcomer Off Air. So congrats to my co-host and hype man, Ari.
I am the hype.
And also Martin Agerton in the newsroom is also a finalist for the Australian Commercial Radio Awards. So good on both of them. Love your work. Here's three cheers once again. Hip hip hooray. Hip hip hooray. Sorry, I said three cheers and then I had to do it.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
The program's done for another day. I'll be back again tomorrow at 6 a.m. Congrats again to my co-host and hype man, Ari.
I am the hype.
Now also known as an Australian Commercial Radio Awards finalist. Could even be a winner. We'll see. I believe the awards are in March. So we'll keep you posted on whether or not we have an award winner in our midst. Congrats again to her. I'll see you again from 6 a.m. tomorrow morning.